The event of the day, real and symbolic, was the toppling of Saddam Hussein in Baghdad. In a main square, hundreds of Iraqis watched as a 40-foot bronze Saddam statue fell to the ground. Craig Nelson of Cox Newspapers was there.
It was a very dramatic moment, and you didn't have to be a literary genius to see some metaphors in it. Some Iraqis climbed the pedestal and attached a rope around it. They tried to chip away at the feet of the statue with a hammer, and they tried to chip away at the concrete pedestal with a hammer. And finally, a USAPC, there was an armored personnel carrier that pulled up to the statue, and its crew got out, wrapped a chain around the statue, and then pulled it down.
Craig, when you started your day today, did it become very quickly clear that something very different had happened in Baghdad or was about to happen?
Yes, Melissa, it did. We went very early to a vegetable market, and there was a remarkable openness among people. They were actually giddy, and they were very open about what they felt, what their thoughts were. We hadn't seen this before. I mean, most people are terrifically scared of talking to foreign journalists, but they're scared of saying anything out of school. But today, they expressed a range of emotions. They were, some were for Saddam, some were against him, some were for the United States, some were against it. But they expressed themselves very, very openly.
Is there also a fear of overall instability in the capital? While it seems clear that the tide has turned, it seems like there's still a fair amount of uncertainty about what exactly is going on.
Yes, we were out. We found a man who was laying on the steps of a mosque. He had just been driving across town to see his sister in the hospital, and he was lying on the steps of the mosque with a gunshot wound. He said that a group of men in a mini wagon had pulled him over and just shot him, and he was laying bleeding on the steps, and we took him to the hospital. But this is an indication that this is a capital that is hardly secure. There's been a lot of looting today, and we saw the Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations being emptied of every speck of furniture and computer equipment and refrigerators and generators that it possessed.
Craig, at the end of this momentous day there in Baghdad, is there one image that sort of stands out in your mind that signifies what transition has occurred today?
Yeah, I would say the image of a man who was sitting outside the Palestine Hotel in tears. I asked him what was wrong, and he said he was sad. He said that he was shocked that it had come to this. He wasn't necessarily anti-American. He wasn't necessarily pro-Saddam. He was an Iraqi, and he believed deeply in his country. He was looking at about 20 tanks and armored personnel carriers from the United States, the superpower of the world, 20 feet away and running down the street. And he felt embarrassed and ashamed and sad that it all came to this, and it required an outside Western power, especially the United States, to boot out Saddam.
And at the same time, it sounds like you've seen also many scenes of pure joy and jubilation.
Yeah, I was surprised about that, too. I saw people who sincerely, spontaneously just began when they saw the tanks coming down Sadoun Avenue in eastern Baghdad. They started just clapping, and they jumped up and down, they waved handkerchiefs, and this was not choreographed, this was not planned, this was an impromptu, you know, fusion of emotion and celebration.
Craig Nelson, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Melissa.
Craig Nelson is a reporter with Cox Newspapers in Baghdad.